How many countless decisions have been made as the simple hymn, "I've decided to follow Jesus," was being sung? Whether it's a salvation decision or a decision to surrender for the mission field, or maybe just a new commitment concerning one's own walk with God. Such a simple hymn, really, with such a profound meaning. Well, those words have come to be even more powerful in my life when I heard the story behind this great hymn. It begins with a great revival that took place in the 1800s in the country of Wales. Not only was that country turned upside down for God, but it resulted in a missions movement that swept across the globe. One particular Welsh missionary felt a call to northern India. There, in the province of Assam, he bravely sought to evangelize some of the most savage of people. Not only did he find the most oppressive form of Hinduism there, but he also had to contend with the dangers of working amongst headhunters. He himself suffered persecution, and many years went by without any fruit, until finally he won his first converts to the Lord. The new Christians consisted of a mother and father, along with their two boys. The lives of this family had been so transformed that they were beginning to win other people from their tribe to Jesus Christ. Well, news began to spread amongst the village, and many of the villagers got so angry that a mob came and dragged the family down to the public square. When the village chief heard the news, he came and threatened the family that if they did not recant, then they would all die. Specifically, he started by threatening the father that if he did not renounce Christ, he would start by taking the lives of his two children. The man looked on with tears as several village men aimed their bows and arrows toward his sons. He loved his boys, but he knew that he could not renounce his Savior, and so this was his response. "I have decided to follow Jesus. There is no turning back." Sadly, the archers pulled back the arrows and killed his two sons. As his two boys lay lifeless there before him, the chief turned his attention back to the father and said, "I'm going to give you another chance, but if you don't give up your Jesus, then we'll kill your wife as well." The man looked down at his sons, and now he looked into the eyes of his dear wife, his partner, his friend. He loved his family, but deep inside, he could not help but think of the love that Christ had for them when he died on the cross in order to give them eternal life. This time, no doubt with tears flowing down his cheeks, he turned to the chief and spoke these words, "Though no one is here to go with me, still I will follow Jesus. There is no turning back." And now, with both his wife and children gone, the tribal chief threatened him one last time and said, "Renounce Christ, or this time we'll take your own life." At this point, the man had lost everything that was dear to him in this life. And so with eyes raised toward heaven, he spoke his final words. "The world can be behind me, but the cross is still before me. There is no turning back." According to the missionary, when he had returned to the village, a revival had broken out. And those who had murdered the first converts had received Jesus Christ and took their place in the family of God. By this time, the testimony of what had happened had spread like wildfire throughout the province of Assam. The Welsh missionary passed along these reports to the famous Indian evangelist Sandhu Sundar Singh. So Singh took the last words of the martyr and put them to traditional Indian music in order to make one of the first uniquely Indian hymns, "I have decided to follow Jesus."